Now here with It Says in the Papers, John S. Doyle.
The Irish Times front page has a picture of the Al Jazeera journalist Anas Al-Sharif, who, with four colleagues from the TV station and a sixth man, a freelance journalist, was killed in an Israeli air attack on a media tent on Sunday night. The paper reports Israel's military admitting yesterday to having targeted Mr. Sharif, accusing him of heading a Hamas cell. Al Jazeera rejected this claim, which it said was a desperate attempt to silence voices in anticipation of the occupation of Gaza. The station, which is funded by the Qatari government, said Anas Al-Sharif and his colleagues were among the last remaining voices in Gaza conveying the tragic reality to the world. The Times reports that more than 250 people attended a protest outside the GPO in Dublin yesterday evening, organised in response to the killings. Israel's attempts to silence journalists must be condemned, says the Irish Independent in an editorial. It's another new low for Israel, says the Irish Examiner. The Independent's front page photograph is of the broadcaster Ryan Tuberty with his fiancée Claire Kamba-Metu. She is a former Rose of Tralee who is to be a judge of this year's competition, the paper says. In the paper's main story, Charlie Western reports that evidence of an energy arrears crisis has emerged, with new figures showing that tens of thousands of families are way behind on their electricity bills. The average amount owed is nearly €500, he says. More startling figures in the Examiner's lead story. Niamh Griffin reports that the health service executive's expenditure on agency staff rose to €726 million last year. Ireland's commitment to reducing methane emissions is considered in the Times' top story. Kevin O'Sullivan writes that countries which export livestock, including Ireland and New Zealand, have proposed a new approach to climate targets, known as temperature neutrality. Scientists say this method would undermine efforts to create a sustainable global food system, as it allows countries to maintain high agricultural methane emissions while claiming to meet climate targets, the paper says. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the man being questioned in connection with the killing of Stephen Branigan, a granddad as he is described, and the attempted killing of a priest, Father John Murray, in Downpatrick, County Down. The Irish News reports that a brother of the suspect confronted him in his home before he was arrested. Far-right agitators will not be given the opportunity to ruin India Day, so says the Ireland India Council, as the Irish Daily Mail reports in its lead story. The statement came just hours after the group decided to postpone the annual celebration, citing a spate of violent attacks on members of the Indian community in recent months, the paper says. The Times and Independent both have long pieces explaining who is Gareth Sheridan, the pharma multimillionaire who wants to be president. At present, there are just two confirmed candidates certain to secure a nomination for the presidency, Catherine Connolly and Mairead McGuinness, says the Times in an editorial. That raises the possibility of the first two-way contest since Erskine Childers defeated Tom O'Higgins in 1973.